Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Hello. You are tuned in live to the Crosswave Mission with Christ. We are live with Reverend J.J. Choi, Minister and Word Sacrament of the Ordained by the Presbyterian Church of USA. We are tuned in live, and we want everybody to understand that on this particular episode, we are broadcasting on behalf of the Crosswave Mission with Christ, Mr. J.J. Choi. We also have a very special guest that will be joining us shortly, Mr. Reverend Jang. Tonight, we're going to continue to discuss more about the missionary work that's being done throughout Eastern Europe. We're also going to talk more in detail about all the things that are being done, you know, as a whole with spreading the actual word of Christ. You know, again, a lot of us are learning more and more every time we get a chance to talk to Reverend Choi about the true ministry and actually what's being done to help spread the word of Jesus Christ throughout a lot of the gypsies who have not heard the good news of the gospel. Again, for all listeners, you can definitely continue to tune in. You can call in at 347-934-0318. You know, press 1 on the dial, and we'll definitely, you know, do our best to answer any questions, concerns you may have about what you're going to hear on tonight's broadcast. Again, you know, you're tuned in live. We want everyone to understand that you know, pretty much on this particular segment, we're going to be discussing a lot of positive attributes of this particular ministry that's being spread throughout the world, throughout Eastern Europe. We want to get as many folks involved in the actual missionary work that's actually being done, and then we want to get everybody informed as much as possible about the true word of Christ and what you can do to actually do your part to help spread that throughout the with this ministry. And with further ado, I'll definitely bring to you tonight Mr. J.J. Choi. J.J., are you there?
Yes, here I am.
All right.
Glad. How are you?
We're doing great. How about yourself?
I am fine. How is your father-in-law?
Okay, my stepfather, he is doing well. He had a slight bout last week, and he's definitely, you know, bouncing back from that, you know. So, again, we appreciate all the prayers and concerns. You know, he's doing a whole lot better. You know, he's still kind of, you know, real apprehensive. He's trying to, you know, get back to where he once was, you know. But once you have, like, a, you know, this type of stroke, it takes a minute for all your mobility to come back. But he's doing okay.
Yes, that's good. Yes.
He's doing okay. Definitely. How about yourself? How you doing, JJ?
I am fine. And I attended the church in Athens, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then after the worship service, and then we celebrated in advance the Thanksgiving Day in Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a traditional Thanksgiving Day according to the lunar calendar. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Thanksgiving Day of the Korean tradition is next Wednesday, which has a full moon.
Okay.
And we celebrated and we took the feast of the Thanksgiving and then remembering our home country.
Wow, okay. Wow, that definitely sounds interesting. In terms of just with the how the when you represent the Thanksgiving tradition, is it done every time the same, you know, every year around the same time?
Yes. Around the same time, yes.
Around the same time. Gotcha.
Yeah, this is the time of harvest in Korea.
Gotcha, the time of harvesting, which is very interesting because, you know, with all the great work that you guys are doing with the Crossway Mission with Christ, harvesting is definitely a key word. You know, it's about harvesting as many individuals as possible to help spread this the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So definitely, that's very appropriate, very, very, very appropriate. Just, you know, with all the things that have been going on throughout the week and just different things that you guys are doing with the missionary work there in Eastern Europe and as well as other places. Kind of tell us, you know, and in general, just pretty much how is the entire missionary work is actually working out in terms of with the Crossway Mission with Christ now.
Yes, the Crossway Mission with Christ is a singling out the mission. Mm-hmm. For the gypsies in Eastern Europe, such as in Hungary and Romania and Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And the Crossway Mission with Christ sent a Korean missionary family in 7 years ago, 2003 in October. Mm-hmm. And it was around the harvest time. Mm-hmm. And that Korean family has been based in Sárospatak in Hungary. Mm-hmm. And the Sárospatak is located in the northeast, about 180 miles northeast Budapest, mm-hmm. of the Hungarian capital. Mm-hmm. And Sárospatak is an old empire city, mm-hmm. with the metro area with the population of around 30,000 people, mm-hmm. and from Sárospatak, it takes around 20 minutes by car, we can reach Slovakia, mm-hmm. and 1 hour by car, we can reach the Ukrainian-Hungarian border, mm-hmm. and then 2 hours, then we can reach Romania and Hungarian border, mm-hmm. and in radius of 300 miles, from Sárospatak, there live several million gypsies over there.
Wow.
Lots of gypsies. And so far as I surveyed, most of them, at least 90% of the gypsies, have never heard of the living water of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Traditionally, gypsies have been considered in Europe untouchables and unoutreachables. Mm-hmm. And dear my listeners, my sisters and brothers in Christ, have you heard of gypsies?
Hmm. You know, that's a very interesting question because a lot of people, when you say that, we have heard of gypsies, but we haven't heard it explained in such great detail and just with the clarity that you are actually explaining to us now.
Yes, sir. Gypsies, gypsy is a name of a race, Anglo-Saxon a race of a Frank or a race of Chinese or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the gypsy is a name of the racial people.
Okay.
And the gypsies are said to have come from the northern part of India at least around 1,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And in India, there are thousands of castes. Like a social classes.
Okay.
And then the people who belong to the lowest social classes, they were exiled.
Okay.
Because of a certain international political tumult.
Mm-hmm.
And then millions of people, and they were kicked out from India, and they started scattering.
We apologize about that. I think we just had a slight technical difficulty. I think I lost the line with Mr. Choi. I'm trying to definitely raise back in. JJ, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. We had a slight little difficulty. We got you back on the air. If you could you please just re-explain more about exactly how the Gypsy Dust came into being and how they became the focal point of the actual ministry?
Yes.
Then we just having like some slight difficulties, but let me see if I can get Mr. Choi back on the line. Just bear with me here for a second. Apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, we got so many folks calling in. You know, hey, the switchboard is going crazy, but you know, never fear. We'll definitely see what we can do to definitely raise him back on the line here. Keep in mind, you are tuned in live to the Crossway Mission with Christ. You're live with Mr. J.J. Choi. We want everyone to understand that on this particular segment, we want everybody to be well in tune in terms of all the different things that are being done from a ministry standpoint. So let's see if we can bring him back on the line here. Hold on. Let's see if I can get him back on the line here.
The telephone, like from time to time, I'm cut off.
I know it's we're having, I guess we're having a lot of folks that are calling in on the other side. So I think we're having slight difficulties on our end. But this is what I want to do, because I don't want to lose you again, JJ. This is what I want you to do for me. I'm going to call you back on the actual host line, so that way we're on a direct line in terms of a host line, because we got a lot of listeners on the line tonight and we don't want to lose your connection again. So give me a second. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call you back. Matter of fact, give me the number that you want me to call you back on, and then I can.
Okay, I will be waiting on this line.
Okay, all right, I'm going to call you right back.
Okay.
All right, let's see what we can do here. Oh, we just got so many people tuning in tonight. That's the great thing. That is the great thing. So let's see if we can do this. Okay. JJ, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, yes.
Great. So this should be a whole lot better right here. But basically, again, for all of our listeners, we got a lot of people tuning in tonight. And matter of fact, I think we have our special guest, Mr. Reverend Jang, that's on the line as well. Let me see if I can raise him up on the line as well to make sure we get everybody on the line. Reverend Jang.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. You're coming in loud and clear. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, I do. Thank you for having me.
All right. It is a pleasure to definitely have you. Now, Reverend Jang, I got also Reverend Choi on the line as well. Mr. Choi, if you could just kind of introduce to us your special guest that's on tonight, so we can definitely, you know, we got a lot of questions we would like to ask him, and so we would love for you to just introduce your special guest that we have on the air tonight.
Yeah, Reverend Jang is my best friend,
okay.
Supporting the mission in Eastern Europe, and Reverend Jang is the senior pastor of the Korean Presbyterian Church of Columbus in Columbus, Georgia. And as I told my listeners that I am working as a mission strategist and a fundraiser and mobilizer. And Reverend Jang knows that I am serving with the gypsies as a mission, like a mobilizer. And one day he invited me to his church for testimonying the gypsy missions in Eastern Europe. And then I went to his church last year in February, so far as I remember. And I made the mission interpretation in Eastern Europe, and the whole congregation got so much inspired, and then as well as Reverend Zhang and his wife. And the church decided to send Reverend Zhang and his wife over to Eastern Europe. So I met Reverend Zhang in Hungary in around after the Easter time in April.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked around the gypsy area, such as in Hungary and then Romania.
Mm-hmm.
And then that time he brought lots of gifts for the gypsies. And the whole congregation held the bazaar, and the selling lots of stuffs from their houses, and then they raised the funds for the gypsies. And then after that, I was also invited last March, and the whole congregation welcomed me, and the church also sent Reverend Zhang and his wife to Eastern Europe again. This year, around the Easter time of this year,
mm-hmm.
And she spent more than 1 week over there, and he came back. And then, one reason there was the volcano output in Iceland, and Reverend Zhang and his wife were held in Paris for more than 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they barely escaped out of Europe.
Wow.
Yes. And then rather than I explain, and then you'd better ask him what the pleasure of doing the mission in Eastern Europe is. Yeah, you'd better ask him.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. Matter of fact, Reverend Zhang,
yes.
What we'd like to do is just further elaborate on what Reverend Mr. Choi is talking about in terms of just the whole formulation of the ministry and all the great workings that is actually being done there in Eastern Europe.
All right. First of all, I'd like to explain the connection of the Reverend Choi. We've been a long-time friend, so we've been known around almost 20 years. And
wow.
He started the Gypsy Mission, the organization. And I think 3 years ago, I got a letter from him that he's fundraising money for the purchasing the building for the church in Hungary, and the money was short, and that has struck my mind.
Okay.
I have experienced that trying to build a church in Atlanta area, so I know the pastor's mind or missionary's mind to purchase building for the worship. So that makes me kind of compassion, and I was with him. I was with the missionary, so they trying to fundraise $25,000, but I think at that time 10,000 was short. So I spoke with my members, which is consists of around the registered member are 53, small
okay.
church. And also they are very old. I'm a pastor of the Korean Presbyterian Church of Columbus, which is located near the Fort Benning area. So they consist of Korean wives of U.S. servicemen.
Okay.
And they are old. The average age is around 60, 55 to 60. So I tell them that I describe the situation and also what God want us to do for their church.
That's right.
And they had also with me. And then we set the time and started the fundraising and also do the lot of bazaar, selling the kimchi, which is a Korean stuffed cabbage, and making rice cake and sell to the neighbor, and etc. But neighbor was very favorable. They knew that we are doing this for the mission. So
he
was very cooperative. And they, suddenly we raised more than $8,000 just 1 week.
Amen.
That was
right.
amazing. Yeah, that was
yes,
amazing.
Yes.
The people who surprised was us, my church members. They didn't know they have that ability or their power.
That's right.
We realized that God gave us a lot of power and ability to us, but we didn't use that.
That's right.
So they, my church members realized that we can do something if we decide to do. God will give us strength, everything to possible.
That's right.
That was a wonderful moment. So we send, I think, 85,000, something like that. And then we send that money through the presbytery. And then presbytery got the check and sent it to the Reverend Choi. And then I heard the Reverend Choi's confession. He thought that when he got the check, he misread that amount. He never expected that such amount would send the Korean church, small church. So he read that $800-something like dollars. But when he carefully read that, that was $8,000.
Wow.
And he got
there's a big episode on that. One day, Reverend Zhang called me 3 years ago. Around the Easter time. And then Mr. Choi and how much amount do you expect from me? I say, about $1,000. Is it true? He say, anyway, more than that. So, is it $2,000? He say he was laughing.
And
then I was waiting for more than 1 week from that point. And one day I opened my post, like post box. I received a letter from his presbytery. Then, like, with my beating heart, and then I was opening that envelope.
Yes.
And it was, I was very disappointed, like, frankly. It was $82.87. $82. It looks like $82.80. So then I immediately closed it.
Yeah.
even $100.
Yeah, yeah.
At the very next day, then I was depositing. I was collecting the funds from other supporters.
That's right.
And then I was very surprised. It was not 80 to 80. It was about 8,200.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
Yes. And then, he surprised. I was. That is the crucial moment that I cannot forget right now.
Yes.
I feel that time not much excited, and then I called him back, and then he was laughing, and we were laughing.
Uh-huh.
And then we could finally get funds for purchasing a church house in Hungary, and then after that, we accumulated the funds from them, and then now the seed money we have around $25,000.
Gotcha.
Yes. That's an exciting moment.
That's right, and that just goes to show you anything is possible when you put God, when you put Him ahead of everything, anything is possible.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Yes.
That's right.
And
Mr.
Wallace, do I have time?
Oh, yes, you got plenty of time, Mr. J.
All right. That was a wonderful and critical moment to observe God's work for our church members. My church is 35 years old church, and I am a 14th pastor in there.
Wow, okay.
You know how much conflict they had before. There's a lot of conflict and schemes. And they don't have any self-esteem. Self-esteem is very low for them as military wives.
Yes.
In Korean culture, that time, getting married to the foreigner or military man, U.S. military man, is very disgrace things.
That's
so
right.
They have scar in their mind.
Yeah.
That time, Korea was very poor country. That time, the amount of the income for the people was average $60.
Wow.
So yeah, very poor country.
Yes.
Around 40 years ago, after the civil war.
Mm-hmm.
So they were not educated. And low self-esteem. So they had a lot of conflict, jealousy, and envy, things like that.
But that's right.
From this moment, they knew that, wow, we can do something.
That's
even
right.
Even though we are weak, even though we are small,
that's
even
right.
though we are old, we can do something for God.
God
is with us. That was a turning point, one of the turning points to my church.
All right.
So I've been serving that church 4.5 years right now. I am a second longest church, the pastor in that church.
All right, okay. All right.
And we sent the money 3 years ago. And 2 years ago, last year, we fundraised again, just before the Easter day. So during the Holy Week and during the Lent, we prayed for the the mission, Gypsy Mission Field. We are doing three place mission right now, but the biggest focus is in Gypsy.
Okay.
And we fundraise and bazaar again. And when you do bazaar in the community, for the community,
mm-hmm.
the dynamic is very, very strong also. We enjoying doing that things with corporate, with members, and our neighbors. God gave us the strength and the power. So we did that, and we fundraised 75,000.
Oh, no. Wow.
7,500 around.
Okay.
They sent me and my wife to the mission field.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time visiting the Western Europe and Hungary area for us. So God gave us a wonderful eye-opening opportunity to see that very poor, miserable God's children live in there. So I had a really good experience and see that how missionary work and how much difficult to the mission field and how miserable Gypsy's life is. And how the country ignore that ethnic group. Totally, they are ignored and forgotten ethnic group.
Yes, ma'am.
So I see that, and then I was back, and then this year we did again and East around the rent, and after the Easter day. I took a flight at the evening after the worship and went to that place again with more than $7,000.
All right.
Yeah. This time I went to Ukraine with the cross mission missionary and Canadian missionary, and I saw the really the miserable and terrible gypsies situation in there.
Mm-hmm.
That is one thing, but the better thing is that our change members are changing. They had confidence. They found their value, and they found ability that they can do something. So that is the wonderful things to the church doing the mission. And our presbytery knows that we are doing that. So the mission committee interested in the visit our church and then the hearing that news. So they came, I think a couple of weeks ago, they came to my church and then I introduced and then I told all the stories. And one of us, small church members, he was an elder. He was so moved, and then he tried to start his church also. And many, many other small churches interested in that, and then they wanted to start some mission. So it is wonderful things. Mission is good for the mission field, but mission is good for your church. Good for your church. Yeah. So our church is very changed and very stick together in Christ, Jesus Christ, as a body of Christ. That is the what I wanted to say.
Definitely. But I tell you, that's definitely. You're definitely informing all of our listeners on just all the great work that you guys are doing in combination with the Crossroads Mission of Christ. We want to make sure that you guys understand that with all the things that are definitely needed in a lot of the different environmental conditions in different areas, it's just a breath of fresh air to understand and know that you have a ministry such as the Crossroads Mission of Christ, really helping spread the word of Christ to as many who will listen. And then having different things put into perspective to help improve their living conditions as well as other, strong points that will make them, just more pliable, throughout society. Now, one of the key things that Mr. Choi has enlightened us and actually you can also share with us in that as well is, could you tell us things that have been done in Eastern Europe since you have been working with Mr. Choi with the Crossroads Mission of Christ?
Hello?
Hello, JJ, you still there?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Reverend Jang, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was asking for our listeners, could you further enlighten all of us in terms of just some of the most recent things that were just done as a result of the great, fundraising things that you guys have done, as well as just, recent projects that you guys have just, putting together within that area? Hello, Reverend Jang?
Yes.
Are you talking to me? Yeah, yes, sir. I was asking you a question. For our listeners, we were asking, could you further enlighten us and kind of let us know about some of the most recent things you have done in the area as a result of working close with Mr. Choi with the Crossway Mission with Christ?
Oh, I see. After I visit there, we keep praying for them. We have a worship service also the Wednesday evening and Friday evening and Thursday down worship 6 o'clock a.m. and Friday 6 o'clock a.m. During that the worship service, we are keep praying for that gypsy mission. And for the missionary and also the cross mission, J.J. Choi. And next year, we will do that again. And we are keep having a plan to do what kind of a bazaar we're going to do, how we're going to support them. We are keep the planning that.
Okay. Definitely, and with that, I mean, there are just so many things that that can definitely be done. JJ, for our new listeners who are definitely on the air tonight, could you just kind of explain just some of the major breakthroughs that you guys have been doing in terms of just with helping with the education as well as the living conditions of a lot of the needy that are there in Eastern Europe?
I am a columnist. For the gypsy missions in Eastern Europe at the Korean Christian Times based here in Atlanta. And then I have been writing those columns for the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finished it one year ago. And then I wrote 210 times. And even though there are not so much feedbacks from the readers, but once they got connected to the mission in Eastern Europe, Mm-hmm. And then they become the mania of the gypsy missions in Eastern Europe, such as Reverend Zhang and his wife and his congregation.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the supporters from several different states.
Mm-hmm.
And we share, I am encouraged by them, and they encourage us, and they offer us their hearts, not only their hearts, but also their materials.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, and then also some individuals, they support us, by sending the funders.
Mm-hmm.
And then through my experience for the past several years, and then I realized that when we read Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus say, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all things shall be added unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that everybody, every individual or every family or every company or a church, anybody who contributes and then who pray for the gypsy missions,
mm-hmm.
and they are prosperous in what they are doing.
That's right. And that is so key. You are so right. You know, it's just great to hear that, you know, you guys are doing such great things. You know, that not only have we spreading the word of Christ, but also just helping, you know, in so many ways, from the educational standpoint, through living conditions, just making, you know, something that just can enhance a part of your life is just so important, especially in these times and day and age. And again, you know, we appreciate having you a part of where they do that at radio with your broadcast, the Crossroad Mission with Christ, to reach so many listeners on so many different levels to really help them get involved into a lot of the things that are definitely being done. With having your special guest, Mr. Reverend Zhang, on the air tonight, Reverend Zhang, if someone was interested in actually seeking out your ministry in terms of where you are in Columbus, Georgia, could you please tell them how they can definitely get involved and actually get in contact with you to find out more about what they can do to get involved?
All right. You might call me. My cellular phone is 678-852-4517, or email me insjang@hotmail.com.
Go ahead.
Wallace, do you think you have a little time that I can talk?
Yes, you do. Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The, we call gypsy, but the UN call them Romani. Romani. Mm-hmm. And they are big the issue in France right now. The President Sarkozy government trying to deport gypsies from their country. Most of gypsy move around from place to place.
That's right.
As demanded by employment. They don't have a country, even though they have the ethnic group, they don't have a country.
Gotcha.
The where I visit was gypsy ghetto in Hungary and
mm-hmm.
Romania and
mm-hmm.
Ukraine. The Hungary gypsy is a little better. They are a little better, but Romania and the Ukraine is really worse. When they were in communist country, that the 20 years ago, that all the country was a communist under the Russian Federation.
Mm-hmm.
That time, the gypsy life was better than now, because communists gave them the job anyway.
Okay.
And they provide the food that time,
mm-hmm.
but after liberated from the communist, they couldn't find a job. Also, they put them into the ghetto. So the living condition is very, very poor, like animals. And Ukraine itself, Romania itself is a poor country.
Mm-hmm.
In the poor country, the ghetto is the worst. So if
That's
you
right.
see that in your eyes, you're going to be surprised. They don't have no hope. No hope at all. They cannot get out from the country, or they cannot get out from the ghetto. Because the people, the Ukrainian or the Hungarian or the Romania, the people don't like gypsies. So they are always segregated. And in among that ghetto, there is a hate, stealing, and just surviving. So they need love. They need the love of the God. When we give them a little care, little smile, they are just amazing. The small thing is very, very big for them. So that is the reason I have compassion for them, and that is the reason I am keep praying and keep helping to them.
And that is great because, you know, there's so much of that needed. For all of the listeners who are tuned in live, you are tuned in live to the Cultural Mission of Christ on the Reverend J.J. Choi and special guest, Reverend Zhang. We're talking about the Cultural Mission of Christ and actually the spreading of the gospel in Eastern Europe with the gypsies. And we have been enlightened so much by so much testimony and so many things that Reverend Choi has explained to us about just actually what's going on there. And Reverend Jay, with you actually really giving us an eyes and ears to really the barometer of the people that are there, this is really, you know, it's just great to know that we have groups and we have ministries and churches that are still dedicated to helping those that are in need and bringing about, you know, the good news of the gospel of Christ. Just like you said, the things that are so small to them are so big. You know, the things that are small are actually very big to them because in their present condition, they need so much. So as long as you continue to put God first and continue to be able to bring tangible things that they can use to help improve their living condition and strengthen their spirit, you are truly doing what God has called you to do. And this is very, very, very important. I think all my listeners can definitely learn a lot from actual mission. Reverend Jang, if you would, I would like to ask you also another question. From just what you've seen with helping the gypsies and where you can actually, with the potential, could you kind of explain to the listeners, you know, with the proper funding and the proper structures, the potential of really what can be done in these areas, if you didn't mind. If we have time, you can definitely, you know, use this time to definitely explain to our listeners the type of potential that is there in these areas.
Hello?
Yes, Reverend Jay.
I talking to me. The line is very
uneven. Yes. Uneven.
Okay. I'll repeat that.
Oh, it's better. It's clear now.
Okay. What I was repeating is what I was saying is that what we wanted to know from your perspective. Could you please explain to the listeners the actual potential of what can actually be done in these areas with the proper funding and proper support? What type of, you know, potential things can actually be done in these areas?
Oh, First of all, you can send the money or get information from the J.J. Choi, first of all. And the second of all, the fundraising, you have to, mostly, I preach the Word of God focused on the mission during the rent time before the fundraising or the bazaar. So the congregation have to know that why we are doing theologically, biblically, and faithfully. So I drive that way. So and then fundraising that money, and then also the we fundraise only that purpose. So we send the money exactly that amount to the mission field. We do not get out of the money from that the mission field to use the operating money, operating
exactly.
The church money. Yeah,
gotcha.
So, yeah, that is the good point to the congregation to understand this money will go directly to all the money go to the mission field. And then report to the congregation what we are doing, update the news of in the mission field so they can know or they can understand what they are doing there and what's happening there. That is, I think, important.
Yes, and it is very, very important. If Reverend Jang, if you had to leave the listeners tonight with a thought of what you've witnessed as being a part of this missionary movement, using the words of one of your favorite scriptures or something that would come to mind, in terms of from a biblical standpoint, what is actually, I guess the best way to ask would be this, what is the typical type of lessons that you...
Oh, I have Act 1-8. Act 1-8. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness to the end of the earth. And right. Also, I was lost. Once I was the hymn I love is Amazing Grace.
Okay.
I was lost, but I found in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And I saved by grace of God. I became a child of God.
That's
and
right.
My eye opened and I can see the heaven, eternal
right.
life. So
right.
God gave me that wonderful gift and the grace that I wanted to pay back. I wanted
okay.
to pay back. Someone did a mission to me. So I want to do mission to someone else so they can be saved.
Amen. All right.
Yeah. So I wanted to say, I wanted to know them how receive the grace I have. So I want to share that story to other people, how great God is.
That's right, because God is great. God is
Amen.
So great, and and with him, all things are possible. All things are possible.
Amen.
Reverend Choi, JJ.
Yes.
What I would like to ask you, with the listeners as well as on the air, a lesson learned in terms of what all that's being done. I think this would be a great moment for you to tell your story about the ticket and explain, yes, and explain to our listeners the significance of that.
Like this time last week, last Sunday, mm-hmm. and the program, the 2 weeks ago, the program with the Reverend like Choi, Young Choi in Hungary, mm-hmm. and it was rerun, mm-hmm. and I had like I got a son like a time space for that, so I drove up. I decided to drive up to New York to meet my customers, my potential customers. Mm-hmm. And then for your reference, and I have been involved in the Gypsy Mission since 2003, and I do have my own business, and I support myself like financially, mm-hmm. like for instance. In order to get travel expenses back and forth to Eastern Europe, and then I get up early in the morning, and then I go to work and to make the money for that. Mm-hmm. And then also for my living expenses, and then I am also in a broker in between China and United States and Europe. So the business, all the global business is very, like in depressed and very slow, and but I got in contact with the like potential, very possible potential customers in upstate New York. Mm-hmm. So I decided to visit them on Monday around in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So I started last Sunday around 7:30, and I drove. I was driving my car. My car is right now about 289,000 miles.
Wow.
289,000 miles. Maybe sometime next week, mm-hmm. and it will exceed 290,000 miles.
Wow.
But even though that is an old one, but I say, okay, oh God, I believe in you, and then I believe that you will keep me safe.
That's right.
And then I start like driving to them.
Okay.
And then I straight drove from Atlanta up to Maryland. And that time, it was around early in the morning, like a traffic time, around 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, after like a 12-hour drive. Mm-hmm. And I took like a couple of hours rest at the rest area. Mm-hmm. And then over there in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, and I got lost.
Oh, no.
I was right according to the 95 north.
Uh-huh.
But I found myself driving 295 south.
Oh, no. Okay.
I got lost over there.
Uh-huh.
Then I was in lost a couple of hours. I spent a couple of hours there.
Uh-huh.
And then I finally got into like a New Jersey and also in Manhattan area. In Manhattan area, it's too much complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I got lost.
Oh, no.
In order to my customers in Brewster, New York,
mm-hmm.
and then I have to pass the Manhattan area,
mm-hmm.
I got lost. And then 87 south,
mm-hmm.
and the first gate was four, like a 12.
Mm-hmm.
What's 12, and then it was a 14, 16, and 17, and then down to number 1 and number 12.
No, no.
And then the time was nearing that I would meet my customers.
Uh-huh.
And they would be waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And in Interstate 684,
mm-hmm.
I was in a hurry. I didn't know that why I was driving so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I was stopped by the police on the...
Oh, no. Okay.
84.
Uh-huh.
And the police say you are driving 88 out of 65.
Mm.
And then I was trying to talk to him, and I was trying to beg him for grace.
That's right.
But he never looked at me.
Mm-hmm.
He never talked to me, and he never looked at me. And then he just noted, and then he gave me the ticket.
Mm.
And I was given a ticket.
Mm.
And then the police say I have to show up at the court on September 26th this month, like this month.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in 1 week I have to show up. But I, like, frankly, I hired a lawyer because
that's
I drive up there.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a traffic ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the police was very tough and the police was very stern,
mm-hmm.
and, like, though he did not talk to me even a word, but if I pay for the fine, and that ticket will be dismissed.
That's right.
Yes?
That's right.
Dismissed. If I pay for the fine, and then my, like, driving record will be dismissed.
Okay.
And then, but, like, the main question is, the main problem is, if we get a ticket,
mm-hmm.
that we do not accept Jesus Christ as our Savior,
mm.
and we do not believe in Jesus Christ, who is the living water, and the,
mm.
who is the resurrection, and the, who is the everlasting,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, at the final days, at the days of the judgments,
mm-hmm.
we shall, those who do not accept Jesus Christ, will get a ticket from God.
That's right.
That ticket cannot be dismissed, like, by money.
That's right.
But by any kind of being fined.
Mm.
But that is the final notice.
That's right.
And we have to be very careful, lest we should get a ticket by God at the final days. So
that's right.
We have to get a confidence in Jesus Christ, and then we have to confess that Jesus is our Savior.
That's right.
Jesus is the everlasting life and resurrection, and Jesus is all we have.
That's right, because he is all that we have. You are so right. You are so right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, my Reverend J.J. has just given you the perfect synopsis on definitely coming to the knowing knowledge of Christ. We cannot get that ticket and not do what we're supposed to do. We got to do what we're supposed to do in order for everything to be right.
From this experience, I got another lesson that if we follow the manual, traffic manual, on Highway 684, you have to drive 65 miles.
That's right.
If I drive 65 miles, nothing will happen.
That's right.
Okay, if we, like, then we have to follow the manual of any circumstances. Like, the
right.
Bible is our manual.
The Bible is our manual, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, if we try to abide with the Bible, which is the manual from God.
That's right.
And then everything will be okay.
That's right. That's right. That is so true. You, JJ, you did such a beautiful job. That is so good, and that is so true. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like for everyone to continue to please stay tuned in. What we're going to do right now is just take a short intermission. We're going to bring to you a local artist by the name of Miss Jessica Young. This song is called Covered by His Blood. And we're talking about the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And through him, all things are possible. If we only believe and if we just allow the price that he paid upon the cross to atone for all of our sins, then all is forgiven. But we must not only just ask for forgiveness, not only pray, but we also have to act on faith of the direction that he's taking us in our lives. We would just love for you to just listen to the inspiring words of Ms. Jessica Young. The song is called Covered by His Blood, and after this, we'll be back shortly. Thank you.
Covered by His blood, I am covered by His blood. No matter where I go, high or very low, I'm covered by His blood. Oh, I'm covered by His blood. for short every day. I'm covered by His blood. Surely the blood of the Lamb.
I am covered by His blood.
We give all praises to our King for His His blood, where would we be? Oh, where would we be? And we fall short. Oh, but we are still my thoughts not always right, my heart not always clean. That's why I need His blood to cover me. It covers my mind, it saturates my heart, and cleanses all of me, because I am His child.
Yeah.
covered by His blood. I am covered by His blood. No matter where I go, it could be high or very low, I'm covered by His blood.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very, very influential song. The words are so powerful, and these are the things that we all want to remember with all the things that are being done. What we'd like to do with all of the listeners, Reverend Jang, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what we'd like for you to do, if you could, with just that beautiful selection that was just played, could you just lead us all in just a word of prayer?
Yeah.
Hello?
All
right. Thank you so much, Lord. You gave us this wonderful opportunity to help others. Thank you for saving our life and participate in your gracious job, the mission, and help the radio station, James Wallace, and help the Reverend J.J. Choi and all the churches who does your job. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Again, amen. That is just so influential. We have to keep in mind that with all the things that are being done, we understand that the message people truly get and they truly understand. With so much turmoil, so much chaos, there are just so many things that, you know, in spite of all the negative stuff we hear, you know, around and about, it's just a breath of fresh air to know that God's work is still being done and God's
Amen.
People are still being called upon to do that. We are very, very intrigued with everything we've heard in terms of with the missionary work, the gypsies, just understanding, you know, their present turmoil that they're experiencing and just different things that can be done to help rescind and rescue them and be a pillar of light or a beacon to their situation. With that being said, for all y'all who are tuning in for the first time, again, Crossway Mission with Christ is a regular scheduled program that airs every Sunday from 7 until 9. And with that, we do have a lot of archived episodes you can also go back and enjoy as well. Reverend J.J. Choi is very well-versed in the Word of Christ, as well as our special guest, Reverend Jang. Reverend Jang, I would like to, just being live on the air, we would like to you know, show our appreciation and gratitude for having you on the air tonight, and would like to further extend that gratitude by further inviting you to join us in our future episodes that we will be conducting on the Crossway Mission of Christ with Reverend J.J. Choi.
Thank you.
Definitely, definitely. JJ, I'm telling you, you did such an excellent job tonight. You're so right about, you know, the great synopsis with the ticket. We have to take the calling that God has given us, and we have to answer it. We have to know what it is that we're to do. A lot of individuals are looking for outlets, things that they can get involved with that will allow them to be a part of something that is really giving back to the community, that's really giving back to those that are in need. And we really feel here with what you're doing, this is definitely one of those situations where all of the great works are not going in vain. There's so much work yet to be done, but we feel that with more supporters, with more individuals getting more in tune to what you are doing, you know, the work that God has called all of us to do can definitely be done in a great manner.
Yeah, James, most listeners are curious what we are doing in details over there, then I would like briefly introduce what we are doing over there.
Okay.
And as we launched the mission in Eastern Europe in Sárospatak, Hungary in 2003, and then we found out that most gypsies quit going to church.
Mm.
Like, for instance, in Sárospatak, there is a Hungarian Reform Church, which is 450 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then that area, the Hungarian gypsy percentage is 10% in average. But the Sárospatak, where we are based, about 40% gypsies. And then 450 years ago, the Reform Church was built among the gypsy villages.
Mm-hmm.
And on the second floor, on third floor, and we can look down the gypsy like a ghettos around there.
Mm-hmm.
But for the past 450 years, at that time, since 1945, they are roaming around.
Mm-hmm.
But they may not. They might not be able to come to church. But since 1945, they could come. But out of 1,200 congregation, I found 2004, no gypsy members.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same, like the situation is almost the same in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Tisakarat, where our mission center is,
mm-hmm.
also there's a old Hungarian Reform Church, and very few gypsy people were coming to church. And even though half the population of that town is gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
And we consulted with the senior pastors of the Hungarian churches.
Mm-hmm.
And then we asked them for help and advice.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us all the information on how gypsies are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we individually contacted the gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
And we started the home churches in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but gypsies like only kin relations,
mm-hmm.
like brother relations,
mm-hmm.
only brothers and sisters and in-laws, not the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So we followed their request.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, over here, one day we meet around the five or a kin families.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day we met another several kin, like relatives or families. And then once a week, and we meet together at the Hungarian Reform Church.
Mm-hmm.
And the senior pastor tell the gypsies, okay, to be mixed of each other. And if there is any misunderstanding or any hatred and any mistreat or something like that, and then forgive each other.
That's right.
Yes, yes. So now that's going on. And we open the gypsy churches, like Rome churches, around several churches. And now, and also we are now supporting the gypsy students,
mm-hmm.
Gypsy students. Like, if as a Korean, as a foreigner, even though I live at the gypsy village for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
but they would not come to my church, come to listen to my sermons or something like. So we got an idea that we should bring up the gypsy church leaders.
That's right.
And we picked up several gypsy church leaders.
That's right.
And then also we offer them the theological lectures in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And we invited the theological professors, like seminary professors.
Mm-hmm.
Or church pastors,
mm-hmm.
and all seminarians,
mm-hmm.
and taught them the church history and
mm-hmm.
the introductory of the New Testament and Old Testament, and also church education.
Mm-hmm.
And And we educate them probably in one year, and we negotiated with the academic dean of the Hungarian Reformed Church Seminary,
mm-hmm.
which was founded in 1531, the first seminary in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And 1531, there was no official gypsy graduates.
Mm-hmm.
And we negotiated with the academic dean, and then they accepted about several, like seven, for the first time, seven gypsy students for 3 years course. And then they trained them for 3 years, and then they sent them to the gypsy mission field.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the gypsy church leaders, which were trained at the seminarians,
mm-hmm.
at the seminarian seminary, and they are very, very proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they are recovering the pride of gypsy races, like Rome races. And they know each other, what they do, okay? In other villages, they know who they are, and they know what they do, and they know what they have, even though. And they start approaching the other areas where most gypsies do not know who Jesus is.
That's right.
So, yes, we developed more churches over there. Like in Sato Oya Uhei, it's a long name. It means the new village under the mountains, Sato Oya Uhei. And then the gypsy church leaders, like a gypsy seminarian, approach them, and then our Korean missionary all together in each other, and we developed a new church, new home churches over there. And now about 70 people flock together.
Mm-hmm.
But no worship space, in a small house, and they offer their living room and bedroom and even kitchen, but no more than 40 people are flocked together. So we worship service at least twice a week. And there are about 1,000 gypsies roaming around there, and who cannot go to church? Over there, there is no church. There is no church. And also, in general, in Eastern Europe, there are so many like churches, like Reformed Church, or Orthodox Church, or Baptist Church, or other like Catholic churches. But most gypsies are avoided by the congregations, and they quit going to church. But now, when we meet together at the Bible study and so and so, and then we send them back to the local Hungarian Reformed Church. Right now, for instance, in Csikszentmihalyi, and the whole church member is, the adult is around 120 people, but more than half is gypsies. And also, all the children are gypsies, around 70 gypsies. And then they returned to the churches. And the senior pastor is very, very pleased with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what we do is incorporate with the, it's a co-ministry in Ukraine and Romania. And we are running the mission centers. For instance, in Ukraine, as Reverend Zhang explains, the gypsy status in Ukraine is much worse than that in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
Worse. It's a ghetto. And we found out that many gypsy children are starving,
mm-hmm.
as for the meals.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in Ukraine and in Romania, we negotiated with our co-missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
We got a mission home, mission center,
mm-hmm.
and support them financially, and they are operating the gypsy centers, and they are teaching the Bible and English and musical instruments and language,
mm-hmm.
and also feeding them for free lunch.
Okay.
We are suffering from the lack of financial status, but we offer them the dessert.
Definitely.
For instance, yeah, teachers. Like, for instance, when they grow up and then when they have a family and they can enjoy the meal, like, who is a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I do not enjoy the dessert at my house over here, but we offer them too.
Okay.
But yeah, around the 40 students.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. And about 3 years ago, I spent my 60 years anniversary, like a birthday over there. They celebrated my 60th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, gypsy students. And also in Romania, and Romanian gypsy status is worse than that in, like, Ukraine. Ukraine is worse. That's the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there are many, many students who are starving.
That's right.
Cannot be fed, neither like at home or schools. But call them, and then we feed them a free lunch and teach them the Bible and after school courses also.
Okay.
And also, in generally, in all the gypsy families have at least 7 or 8 children.
Mm-hmm.
7 or 8 children. They don't know family programs, like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, family plan. They have no. Just they lie, and then they get pregnant, and then they produce the children.
Yes.
Sometimes each lady produce 2 babies in 1 year, in January and also in November.
Wow.
You know, like a ghetto over there, lots of small children over there.
Mm-hmm.
And even though in Hungary, for instance, the nation takes care of the education from elementary school up to college,
mm-hmm.
But most gypsies cannot send the student, like children, to their to school because they have to spend their bus fees.
That's right.
Fees, or in gymnasium, like in middle school and high school course,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes they have to pay for the a dormitory fee or a text fee or a pocket money. They cannot afford to do that. If they have 1 children, they can do that. But they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they cannot do that. So we express the importance of education. And that the education will change and enlighten the gypsy society at last for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And but most gypsy parents do not accept our stress because they were never educated at school.
That's right.
Even though they are educated at school, and then nobody would hire them. So, even though do that, and then we have to make our children smart through education. So when they accept it, and we persuade them,
mm-hmm.
And pick them. And now we picked up in Romania and Hungary and Ukraine around 40 students,
mm-hmm.
And support for them to go to school. For them to go to school. And also, we do in Ukraine, next week, like next Sunday, I will explain it in details in the installing the learning waters in Ukraine. They had no drinking water facilities for the past more than 60 years. So that was done about 2 years ago. It was done 2 years ago through the financial support of our supporters.
Mm-hmm.
So we Koreans cannot do that. So as I told you that we have to, God called us to do God's mission, like in cooperation with each other, right? I and my co-workers,
mm-hmm.
And all with Jesus Christ and 3 causes. And that is the concept of church. And then we cooperate each other. And we are now cooperating each other, like a Korean missionary and also a Hungarian or Romania and Gypsies and Ukraine, also the missionary from Canada. and we are all one in family, and we are doing the God's work in one heart.
That's right.
We would like to open more gypsy mission centers in Ukraine. We have all the buildings and all the facilities, like I said, up.
Mm-hmm.
But, the lack of financial status hinders us from inviting the hungry around 40 or 50 students.
Mm-hmm.
Money, and we cannot invite them. So my heart is feeling too much heart. And then on October, then I'm going to visit that mission center, and then I will make a detailed report on that, and then I would like to introduce and then what we should do for them.
That's right.
Even though we would like to pick up more students, like not 40 students, 400 or 4,000 students, the more we get Gypsy students educated, and then the faster the change of the Gypsy society will come.
That's right.
And along with the gospel, who survives us and who enlivens the dead people.
That's right. That's right. And that is so key, because again, so many things, you know, can and will be done to help spread this this good news and this great work. Basically, what we would like to do with everything that was just discussed, I want to encourage the listeners, anything that you might have missed or didn't get a chance to go over in great detail, each episode is in archives, so you can always go back and listen to it live to definitely get all the details of everything that's being discussed. Keep in mind, Reverend J.J. Choi is a regular on the show every Sunday from 7 to 9. With that being said, I got a couple of things that just came in over the email that I'm going to start to address as we adjourn this particular segment tonight. Reverend Zhang, again, I would like to, you know, extend our warm gratitude and appreciation for having you on the air tonight, and we are further inviting you for more future broadcasts that we're going to be doing throughout the segment with the Crossway Mission with Christ. JJ, as well as yourself, Mr. Zhang, a closing thought for all of our listeners that are on the air tonight in terms of what they may want to do or may be compelled to do when it comes to the word of Christ and helping spreading it to others. And Reverend Zhang, I will let you go first.
All right. Mission is payback to our the grace that the price that God sent the Son Jesus Christ, and He died for us, and then we saved. So the mission is the final ultimate goal for the Jesus Christ. And if you do mission, you will be better for life, for growth of your faith, and for the congregation also, for the church, each church, individual church, as well as the mission field, and everybody, God and congregation and mission field will be pleased. So I encourage to each person and each congregation trying to involve a mission. Even though it's small, it is very worthy. God bless you.
Amen.
Yeah. When I visit Reverend Zhang's church,
mm-hmm.
last time I visited over there, and the whole congregation, they looked like being kicking alive.
Wow.
And they were very happy.
All right.
Yes. We are doing something. We are doing something with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And, yes. And then they were very, very happy. And, you can imagine their excitement, right?
That's right.
Yes, yes. And yes. And then somebody say, we are a small church, like with the congregation of around the 50 or 60.
Mm-hmm.
So many people measure a big church or small church according to the numbers
mm-hmm.
who are attending the church. But I don't think so.
Okay.
There are few people, but if you have a big vision, that is a big church.
That's right.
Big vision for God's kingdom.
That's right.
It's a big church. Even though there are a big church, but who have no vision for God's mission.
That's right.
That's like a tree with leaves, no fruit.
Okay.
But that even though lots of multitude of members, but that is a small church.
That's right.
They have no vision.
That's right. You have to have that vision, and that is so key. Gentlemen, I am so pleased, so happy. Our listeners are so pleased and so happy that you guys were definitely able to bless us with all of the wonderful information that you guys were able to put together on this broadcast tonight. We want you guys to continue to do what God has called you to do. We will do our part to make sure that the message comes in loud and clear and is broadcast to as many listeners who are open in terms of with all the stuff that you guys are discussing and more individuals that are growing as the numbers continue to grow. What I would like to say is, again, for all our first-time listeners, all of our episodes are definitely in archive. You can definitely, tune in. You can call into the show directly at area code 347-934-0318. You can talk to any of the hosts, any of the personalities that are there. This is a regular segment that is aired every Sunday from 7 to 9. We appreciate all the support. We appreciate all the great things you guys are doing. We want you to continue to keep doing what God has called you to do. With that, I would like to add, you heard at the very beginning of this broadcast that through God, through Christ, all things are possible. We want you to realize that we want everybody to understand that and know that nothing is impossible if you put God ahead of you. And you're hearing live on the Crossway Mission with Christ that God is still moving. God is still in the moving business. God is still in the healing business. God is still in control. And we have to understand and we have to be obedient to the things that he has called us to do. And with that, gentlemen, I appreciate you guys being a pillar and an example to all of us in terms of just all the great work that you guys are doing. We will do our best to continue to spread the word and get as many supporters involved. You can also, if you're interested, you can leave us an email at spellbound47@yahoo.com. I will make sure that all information gets directly to Reverend J.J. Choi, as well as Reverend Jang, who was on the air tonight. And with that, we just want to, we appreciate all what you guys are doing. We want you to keep continuing to do God's work. Remember, we're on the air every Sunday from 7 to 9. And again, hey, that's basically it. I want you to always remember that we want God to keep you. We want God to bless you. We want him to continue to work his great miracles that only he can do. I mean, with that, we all know that all things is possible through Christ who strengthens us. With that, all right.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, and my dear listeners and my sisters and brothers in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And even though we do not know each other like by face, but we will correspond like spiritually in prayer.
Amen.
And keep the Crossway Mission for the Gypsy Mission in your prayer list, and keep on praying for us, so that the kingdom of God would be expanded.
Amen. That's
more
right.
And more and wider and wider.
That's right. That is so true. We appreciate that, and again, we appreciate all the support, all the love. And with that, we'll adjourn. We'll see you again next Sunday, 7 p.m. with the Crossway Mission with Christ.
Thank you very much for inviting Reverend Jang, and he is a blessing to us, and we share the mutual experience each other, and we are already one body in Christ for the mission.
That's right.
Thank you very much for having me, Reverend Jang. Yes,
definitely. We appreciate having you. We want you to continue to do the good work, and we look forward to having you on the show again in the near future.
I remember all his congregations. Like excited, kicking and alive. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, that's what it's about. It's about spreading that word. And it's about doing God's work. Again, we appreciate you guys definitely doing being able to come together for this broadcast. Like I said, we'll be on the air next Sunday from 7 to 9. We appreciate everyone. May God keep you and continue to bless you. May God bless.
Okay,
amen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Amen.
Yeah. 쇼를 봤대요? 텔레비에서?
예예. 텔레비에서? 그래서 그럼 또 자기들 또 집시 선교를 들어본 적이 없는데 이 라디오 쇼에 저기 좀 할 수 있겠느냐고 조금을 좀 해줄 수 있겠느냐고 그러고요. 그래서 한다고 했어요. 그랬더니 이게 이제 한 달에 이거 내는 게 350달러씩을 내한다고 하더라고요.
쇼를 하는데? 그래요, 목사님.
예, 감사합니다.
예, 안녕히 계세요. 예.
예.
에, 목사님, 장 목사예요?
네, 전화 몇 번 드렸는데 전화 못 받았어요.
네, 그래요. 잘 지내시고?
네,
10월...
그,
뭔 일?
페인팅하고 뭐 고치고 뭐 그러는 거.
오, 그랬어요? 잘했네. 그 페인트하고 그럴 때 뭐, 저 인포메이션 알고 싶으면 유튜브에 들어가면 거기 뭐 페인트 그런 거 치면 다 나와. 집 거치는 거, 그거, 나 그거 다 보고 있어.
페인트만 하는 건데, 뭐, 그, 보자복 좀, 그, 드라이버 하는 거, 메꾸고.
잘했네.
페인팅하고.
네. 그,
그때 그, 클래스를 했어 됐어.
아, 그랬구나.
네, 뭐, 그, 홈, 그, 샵핑, 그, 홈, 샵, 하고, 뭐야, 이, 뭐라 그러나, 옛날에 그, 카펫터.
잘했네. 잘했어요. 그, 10월 17일 날, 저, 반석교에서 설교한다고 그랬죠?
네.
그리고 잭슨빌 갈 수 있어?
글쎄, 내 지금 생각을 좀 해봐야 될 텐데, 그, 내가 그 전주에 그, 전주가 내가 처음 모습을 낸 것 같아요.
네.
그 17일 전주지.
그럴 거야. 가능하면 그 17일 그 주에 가지고 나랑 같이 거기 갔다가 다시 목요일 날 같이 좀 오자고.
내가 그때 좀 봐야 될 것 같아요. 왜냐면 24일부터
네.
샬롯에 또 그 캐톨릭 교육을 받으러 가야 되거든요.
목요일날 끝나지, 거기가. 그럼 월요일날. 그니까 우리 가면 이제 주일날 가야지.
주일날
가서 자고, 월요일부터 이제 운동하고, 그렇게 있다가 이제 목요일날 아침에 출발해서 오면 되지.
목요일날 아침에 출발해서 오는 거야?
그리고 나는 컬럼버스로 와야 돼. 금요일 날 가서 근무해, 금요일은.
금요일 날 가서 근무하면 토요일 날 샬롯 가야 되니까.
아, 그렇구나. 그래, 생각해봐요.
네, 그래서 2주 동안 그 기회가 되는데, 그 근무를.
그렇구나.
2주를
그 전주에 그러면 휴가를 하지 말고 그 다음 주에 하든지. 오랜만에 우리랑 같이 가서 좀 운동도 하고, 교제도 하고 하면 좋지. 그건 이제 셋업이 딱 대버 있으니까 그런 것 같아. 그죠? 한번 봐봐요. 봐가지고 나는 어떻게 하면 김 목사님 가시면 김 목사님 차로 갔다가 목요일날 컬럼버스로 다시 와야 돼. 그렇게 왜냐면 그러지 않으면 그 전지에 차를 우리가 두 대를 가지고 가야 되고. 그래서 그래. 네.
지금은 조금 어려울 것 같아서 한번 가보고요.
아, 그래요.
네. 그래요. 연락하실 수 있을지
모르겠네요. 그래. 사모님도 네. 별일 없으시고.
네.
고구마 잘 먹었어?
나는 거기서 내가 두 개 쳐 먹었는데. 목요일 날인가.
맛있대요.
빨간 번호 맛있어. 난 고구마 맛있는데. 빨간 번호 물컹물컹 하고 종류가 다르네.
그랬나 보지. 언제 내려가?
네, 지금 가는 길이요.
가는 길이야 지금?
네, 늦었어요. 지금 막 그 집 보시느라 하루 종일 밖에서 있는데 전화를 못 받고
피곤하겠네.
나는
아까 왜 뭐 전화 못 받았냐면 네. 7시부터 9시까지 무슨 라디오 쇼가 있더라고.
네.
그 미션에 관한 거. 그래가지고 저기 나를 저 전화로 하는 거 그래가지고 컨퍼런스 콜 쇼를 해갖고 그거 현이라고 뭐랬어. 저기 뭐 우리
10월 달에 로마를 갔다네요.
예. 네.
언제?
10월 8일 날. 그거 그
8일 날 갔다 언제 와?
16일 날 와.
16일 날 와서 어떻게 또 월요일부터 또 이사진들을 가?
그렇게 내가 그랬잖아. 차로 간 거 차로 간다고. 장남이라고 얘기했는데 그래서 그주 내 저 금요 목요일 날 와서 금요일 날은 예배 인도하니까. 그래서 이제
수요일 날만
장남들 커버해달라 어때?
오늘 여기 있는 사람도 다 같이 가야지.
우리는 주일 날 거기서 다 주일 날 출발하니까.
그래서 어디서 만나서 가야지.
그러든지 아니면 그냥 가든지 그래야지.
가다가 어디서 만나서. 나가지고
먼
길이잖아.
최
목사님 뭐 혼자 갈 거 아니야?
말라지 이제 봐야지.
네. 그러니까 자꾸 가자면 맞는데 갔다가 될 거 없나봐요. 그거 이제 그거 안 온다면 사람들로.
많이 왔는데 작년에도 많이.